You have reached the County of Lehigh. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For a directory by name, please press 8. For an operator, press 0.
I did not get your response in time. Please try again.
You have reached the County of Lehigh. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For a directory by name, please press 8. For an operator, press 0.
Lehigh County Courthouse, I'm going to get your call.
Yeah, hi. My name is Sheer. I'm calling in with the mutual participant here. We're just looking to check the status of his case for the waiver program.
For what kind of matter it is? Civil, criminal, family?
I'm sorry, you're coming in a little scratchy. I can't hear you. What did you say?
For what kind of case it is? Is it a civil matter, criminal, family?
It's the waiver program for home care services.
But you want to check the status regarding a case, you say, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so actually, let me try to send you to the government center. One moment.
Lehigh County Aging and Adult Services, how may I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Shira. I'm calling in with a mutual participant. We're just calling today to see the status of their case. They've applied for the waiver program.
Just a minute, please.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
We can help you.
Yes, hi. My name is Shira. I'm calling in with a mutual participant. We're just looking to check the status of his case for the waiver program.
And can you hear me?
Yes. Richard, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Richard. Do you give me permission to ask you some personal identification questions while she's on the phone with us?
Sure.
Okay. What's your social, sir?
181-506321.
Your date of birth?
12/26/1956.
All right, let's see here. Okay, so we came out and did an assessment on December 23rd and stated that you are what's called nursing facility clinically eligible, meaning if you wanted to go to a skilled nursing facility, you could, or if you wanted to get those services in home, you could. The next step after that would be for you to contact the what's called the independent enrollment broker. Their name is Maximus, and then they have to come out and do an assessment too.
I think they did an assessment.
They did that already. Everything's done.
I believe that was completed.
Everything's done, sir.
And then did you get
financial
some paperwork requested, like financial?
What's that?
I'm sorry.
I said all my financial records and everything are at the
CAE office.
Let's
see what the county has on their end. Are you seeing any of that information?
So we can't see anything about that. So basically what happens is someone calls us and gives us a referral to get an assessment for waiver. Then we send someone out. We do the assessment.
Uh-huh.
We alert the independent enrollment broker. Then they go out and do their assessment. Then the paperwork being requested, like he just said about financials,
uh-huh,
that actually goes through Lackawanna County Assistance Office. So we can't see anything.
You can't see if Lackawanna received anything?
No, because we're Department of Aging, and that's their county assistance office.
Got it.
Now, I do have their phone number if
you
guys don't have that.
To Lackawanna?
Yeah, let me see here. 877.
They have it since the 23rd of December.
Let's see what they say.
Say that again, sir.
They had all the paperwork since the 23rd of December.
Yeah, I would imagine it takes more than a few days, but I'm going to transfer you over to them. Do you want their number just so you have it written down for future reference as well?
Yeah, I think it's 877-431-1887.
You got it. But I'll send you over now.
Every time I call them, they hang up on me.
Do you actually get somebody on the line, and then after a while they hang up on you, or just?
You can't get through. I call their customer care service, this and that. They switch me over, goes, gives that stupid music, and then hangs up.
So what I'd recommend is that when you get a hold of them next time, state what you're telling me, and you don't want to be transferred, you want to speak to a supervisor first and ask for their name. So the person you speak with, right, but you said the first person you speak with said they'll transfer you. So that first person, right away, you want to ask for their name, if they have any type of employee ID number, and that you want to speak to the supervisor.
Sir, it's an automated freaking phone call. Uh-huh. They don't answer nothing.
So, sir, I'm going to try and call in with email to Lackawanna. Do you want to give us that number and see if you can transfer us over? We'll see how we do there.
Yeah, so he verified the number, but okay. I'll transfer it over, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. No problem.
Press 1. For Spanish, press 2. All other languages, press 0.
Se ha comunicado con la oficina de asistencia del condado de Lackawanna. Escuche atentamente, ya que es posible que hayan cambiado algunas opciones del menú.
Nuestro horario para la oficina de asistencia...
Same shit.
Yeah, we're gonna figure this out, okay? Don't worry.